You may be seated. The Lord have appointed us in the apostolic setting to bring the church back to apostolic government and to bring believers where they can have an apostolic believer's lifestyle, which is the first set of order that God wants to have about how to be in authority, how to have dominion. So it's to my assignment to teach Word of Life Christian Center. Now, these three things we have to fulfill. That's one. Look up here. That's one. Top, that's two. Third, at the bottom, that's three. That's three things that has to be accomplished in this church. That's the vision God has given us. First, your life has to be changed. Once your life is changed properly, you're going to evangelize. Amen. And you're going to live a lifestyle of a covenant winner. Revelation chapter 2. Let's go back. I can't get from this first church. We have seven churches to preach about to bring us to a understanding of how we should function as a believer. And here in this first church, I won't read all the verses. The fourth and the fifth verse, I've been reading for weeks. Probably may be reading for months because they are so important. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. What Jesus was doing, telling the church where they were right and where they were wrong, what they need to get straight. A lot of time in my life, I need to get some things straight. How about you? And the Spirit of God can correct us. So here he says in verse 4, Revelation 2, 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. He talked to them about how good they had done, but he said, because thou hast left thy first love. Underline that, because thou hast left thy first love. Very important. I'm going to say some astonishing things about love today. And then he goes on to tell them in the fifth verse. What's the first word in the fifth verse? All right, remember. He says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. So he called that falling from the first love. And then he said, repent. He'll tell you how to get back and then do the first work. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. Life, love, and light run together in the spirit world. Life, love, and light. Now, we're talking about light. We're talking about seeing things that you can't see physically, but being able to see by revelation, illumination, insight that God gives you as a Christian to know things that can't be known no other way. And so he said to the church, you left your first love. And he was talking about himself. He was their first love, but they had left. You know, you can get in religion, you can get in tradition, you can get to doing a lot of things, but you leave the first love. God's supposed to be first in everything in your life as a Christian. Is that right? Yes. And so in seeing that, the Lord wants me to minister on it and keep giving me insight on it. So I'm going to give you some things. Turn to Romans 5. Romans 5. Romans chapter 5. I want to look at something there that I think will help you. Romans chapter 5. Verses 1 through 4 in that chapter is talking about going through some things and tribulation, tests and stuff. You go, and all of us go through that, right? But he told us how to handle it. When you get to the fifth verse now, he said, hope maketh not ashamed. You see that? Why? By who? What's shed in our heart? All right, now, here's a specific. I don't know how I've been trying to work this in, but I know we need to have open soul surgery. You know, like open heart surgery in the natural, a lot of it going on because people are not eating right. But open soul surgery. Every heart problem, diabetes, every heart problem, it comes from eating. And the devil, you wasn't that interested to the devil. You just didn't eat right. All right. Open soul surgery. Why is that needed? Because your spirit don't need surgery. Your spirit is the self-same thing that God is. See, you're born again. You have his nature. You have his life in you already. But it's the problem that we have in dealing with life affairs is that our soul be out of alignment with our spirit. And so you see here, it said, look what it says. I hope make not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad. And I see if you don't understand that word heart, you're going to think it's shed abroad in your spirit. But no, he's talking about in our soul. In our thinking, in our emotion, in our imagination, the love of God need to flood that out. Because anytime you're fighting a battle, that's where you're going to lose it at. You don't lose in your spirit. Your spirit don't know no impossibility. Your spirit don't know no defeat. But it's the enemy been tagging us in our soul, agonizing us in our soul. And we must come to an understanding. We must let the love of God flood our thinking, flood our emotion. We can't let emotion take us over when something's going wrong. We got to stand still and see God is God. Don't let what's going on around you make you afraid, get you in fear, and break you down. Stand your ground and recognize you got a God who can't lose. But if your soul, you hear me? If your soul not in contact with your spirit, it gonna grieve your spirit. You're gonna quench the power of God. Resist your help. Because your help don't look like help. A lot of time when you need help, your help don't look like help because you're looking for natural help and God's sending you supernatural help. God about to change something invisibly for you. Are you following me? And that's why the soul need to be flooded. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Look at verse 16. Here's an operation. My God. The Apostle Paul called for an operation on the saints at Ephesus, the church. And I love it. I read it out the Passion Bible, but I'm going to read it out the King James Version today because I have quite a few things to say to you today. But it may look like you're losing. Watch what I said, nay. But you really can't lose. This may not sound good English-wise or normal, but pressure is precious. Pressure is precious. And why you say that, Apostle? Because when the pressure's on, the preciousness come out. God is a precious God. And when you got pressure on you, his preciousness come out. And he tell you, hey, child, you special. I let you go through that because I know you can handle it. I want you to be able to testify to somebody else what I did for you. Nobody in here is going down. Oh, y'all don't want to take a prophetic word. I said, nobody in here. I don't care what you've gone through. I decree and declare nobody in here is going down. Don't care what it look like. Don't care what it feel like. And it doesn't matter how empty your pocket is. You are not going down. You're going to have the best Christmas you ever had in your life. Just listen. Christmas is all about love. I heard a man say, I'll take that. Anybody else say it? Huh? We can go home. Tell somebody I'm not going down. Tell them I'm blessed. Shh. Ooh, glory to God. Yes, I receive, sir. I'm not going down. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 is soul surgery. So you're going to see the word heart, but here the Lord by the Spirit of God is operating on our soul. He says here in the 16th verse that he would grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit where? In a man. In a man is another word for your soul. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in what?
Love.
May be able to comprehend with all sense what is this breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Good God Almighty. Passes knowledge. Let me stop there a minute. Passes knowledge. Say passes knowledge.
Passes knowledge.
Whatever your knowledge is about that seems like it's not working out, love passed that. You didn't get it. Whatever jam it seemed like you in, wherever your back seemed like it against the wall, love passed by that. Passes knowledge. This is well documented here. Love is the root and source of everything in the spirit realm. Faith, mercy, grace, kindness, humility, everything in the spirit world has to answer to love. That's why he wants you to do not want you to forget your first love. Love runs the whole spirit realm. You cannot knock a person out who is in love. You can't take them out. You can't stop them. If they're flowing in the love of God, you cannot do nothing about it. Love is the root and source of everything in the spirit realm. Let's prove that. Let's prove that. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love run everything. Nothing work without love. God not accepting nothing without love. Because God, in 1 John 4, the Bible says God is love. You are love. And when the two love meet, everything happens. And there in Corinthians, he say he pull out the gifts. He pulled out revelation. He pulled out prophesying. He pulled out all the mysteries. And he said, if it's not connected to the root, it won't work. First three verses, 1 Corinthians 13, first three verses reveals that love runs everything in the spirit realm. Love is the root. Love is the soul. Love make your faith work. Love make hope work. Love make your tithe and offering work. Love make your prayer work. Love make everything work. So I want you leaving here this morning with everything working.
Yes, sir. I receive.
I know I have to flow in the love of God. I know I got it. Romans 5:5 says he gave it to me. So here's what I want you to do at all times, no matter what you're going through. Stir up the love that is in you. You didn't get it? I'm giving you a secret here. Every challenge you have, every situation you come up on, be it physical or satanic, all you need to do is stop a minute and permit the Holy Spirit to stir up the love that's in you. And I promise you, you won't lose. Shut your mouth. Don't try to answer up. Just stay still and let him stir that love up in you, and that love going to That love going to start your faith to work. It's going to start your hope to work. It's going to start grace to work. It's going to start mercy to work on your behalf. You got a whole army now. All the angels are moving because now you've stepped in the place of love. When you're losing, your love not working. When you're fussing and angry, your love not working. Push that person next to you and say, stir up the love in you. I said push them. I ain't told you. I told you push them. I told you what. You pushed up. You pushed up. Stir up the love in you. You is in there. Is in up. Is in there. Stir it up. When you do that, your faith start working better. Your hope work better. Grace work better. Mercy work better. Everything work better. Push somebody out. Tell them, stir up the love in you. Somebody said, I've been wanting to push that point inside me. Stir up the love. Now, I want you to remember that. Husband and wife. Husband and wife. Now, I'm not talking about when you're wrong. But husband and wife, when y'all got something going on, one need to share with the other one. Say, look, stir up the love in here. Push him, Lily. Push him, Lily. Lily, like knock him out of his seat. Stir up the love that's in you. Next time you're dealing with something, and it looks like it's not going to work out, what are you going to do? I have a question before I read that I think will open this thing up for us. Then I'm going to show it to you. I got a question I'm going to ask you. I said the next time you're dealing with something, stir up the love in you. Now, here's the question. Can love fail? No. So what that mean? What if I stir up the love in me and love can't fail, what that mean? Yeah, you see, a lot of things we're trying to do by faith without love. You can't do scriptures without love. Love runs scriptures. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You don't feel that stirring in you now? See, the love of God will come in this room and you could feel his presence emptying things out of your life that you don't need. And putting things in your life that you need. He's doing it right now. That's why we come here. We come here to fellowship and get in his presence so he can do things we can't do by ourselves. Now, that's a whole lot better than a jump. Because when you reach for a jump, it don't do nothing but jump. But when you hear things like this, what I need to do in this house is stir the love up in me and stop running my mouth so much. Because the mouth is real dangerous without love. How many know that? How many of y'all ever let your mouth out without love? It's real dangerous, isn't it? Now, the first three verses in 1 Corinthians 3 tell us that love is the root and source of everything. Nothing else matters. Look what he says here. Paul, the Apostle Paul give us an apostolic insight of love. He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, charity mean love, I become as, you mean to speak like angels? But yet, if it's not wrapped with love, and I know some soft, sweet talking people. But I know they're a devil while they're talking. I just let them finish talking, but I know I can't trust them. But I just be nice, you know. You got some people with some sugar tongue, boy. They can talk.
You ever met anybody like that?
Don't go by how he talk, baby. Ask him, do he have a job? Ask him, how many wives have you had already? Because I know I was one of them talkers, boy. You can talk, but you can check their heart out. And do I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge in verse 2? And do I have all faith so that I can remove mountains? Wow. But I'm not operating in love is nothing. You see, I'm just showing you that love is the root and the source of everything. Here's something you need to hear about this first love. When you offer first love, you're putting us back in first place. You're living a second grade life. We've got so much revelation that we left the root. You understand? We know so much now. But we're living a second, without God being your first love, you're living a second grade life. You can never live the life God wants you to live without functioning in his love. That's what he say here. Notice this. How many of y'all like to be in the presence of God? Or maybe we got in the presence of God when that young girl was singing just now. I got in the presence of God. I couldn't stop crying. He says to tell you, my presence is love. Get in love present, and you're in my presence. You see that? My presence is love. If you want God present, just walk in love. My goodness. My goodness. Matthew 22. Write in your note, I have a love charge to keep. And I'm going to say, a God to glorify. I have a love charge. I can't let nobody throw me off base. I got to stand still. When even if I'm done wrong, I got a love charge to keep. I have a God to glorify. I have a Lord to magnify. I can't act a fool. I can't get off my base. I have a God I have to honor. And one way to honor God is even when I'm done wrong, still walk in love. Now, it's not as it's more easy to say it than done. But you're going to need an anointing for that. But there's a love anointing that will keep you in place. Last battle we lost because we run our mouth without love. We go to all the legal factors. We call everybody we know before we call God. Love can work it out. I don't care. Look at me. I don't care. Look at me, internet. I don't care where you are, what you're dealing with, what I'm preaching about now, to return to your first love, settle down, trust God, he'll work it out. That's preaching there, boy. Yeah, that's not an emotional dance, you know. I got to kind of shift y'all from that just emotion to know something that you can work, that you can use, that you can put on the kitchen table. Look at this for a minute. Look at this for a minute. I have a love charge to keep and a God to glorify. Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost through. Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Write down in your note, love is my supernatural connection with God. Love is my communion. Love is my present. Love is my alignment. Love is my assignment. Love is my image. Love is my identity. Love removes every impossibility in my life. Because of love, I have no fear. Because of love, I have no failure. Love is the root of every spiritual transaction. All prophetic laws and laws of the Spirit must submit to love. Love releases the 100% goodness of God. God's goodness becomes 100% when I'm walking in love. Love shut down all works of the enemy. What? I said love shut down. I just told you how to shut everything down. Everything that is against you, everything, I don't care if it's sickness, disease, lack, or some enemy, you just shut them down. Love shut down all works of the enemy. Good God Almighty. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say it. Love shut down.
All the works of the enemy.
Love releases
the 100%
goodness of God
in my life.
And say, I have this now.
What
I like about God, you don't have to put off. What I like about what we're preaching about you, it can happen right now. No matter what you're tangled up in, no matter how it look, God love work right now. We're not going to wait till Christmas for Jesus to show up. He's here now. This is Christmas Day right here. Christ is Christmas. I just told you something you didn't hear. Everything that is against you, we just shut it down. If you have ears to hear, you just shut it down. A word from the Lord has come to you that my love shut everything down against you, and you didn't shout yet. How many of y'all believe God's word? That's why he told the first church, don't go to something else. Stay with this and add on to this. But don't you try to add this to something else. Love must be first in your life. How many of you all have left your first love? How many of y'all are busy with something else? How many of y'all heard that young girl sing that you need to stay hungry? You need to stay thirsty for it. How many of y'all know that you shouldn't talk to nobody else in the morning before you talk with him? How many of y'all know you shouldn't lay down at night before you tell him good evening? You love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your might. How many of y'all love him that much? How many of y'all got computers in their place or technology in their place? Nothing takes the place of God. Where is God in your life? What place is it? First, second, third, fourth, or fifth? I want to get a stretch at word of life. As your pastor, I want you to put God first. And everything you set your hand to do, put God first. Joseph said, no, woman, I can't go with you. Joseph, Genesis 39. He talked about Pharaoh. He talked about how nice the master been to him. He said, but just what the master did, I'll go with you. But he said, somebody else I'm obligated to. I can't do this thing against God. I want to do it, but I can't do it. What? Where is God in your life? If I was to let you testify, can you testify? I've been having him first every day of my life. Is he first tomorrow? I want this church to fall in love with God. I want every member. I know if you're in love with God, I know you're going to be all right. But I want to preach that you know that God must be your first love. Not your house, not your car. Y'all can do this. Whisper to him that you love him. No, call his name. I'm putting you first in my life today. Lord, I repent. Anything I've had before you first. I'm asking you to forgive me. And right here, right now, I'm putting you back first in my life again. Ooh, something ain't gonna happen now, boy. Ooh, Jesus. And I know you're sincere. See, it's just a lot of stuff. We get busy. But we need to settle down. You love God in your spirit. It's your soul be acting up. I want to show you this. Sit down. Matthew 22. I'm going to show you this. You really love God, but it's your soul and your flesh want to put God with the rest. Boy, have you ever really fall in love with him? It's the best thing that ever happened to me. I like to testify. I've been in love with him 44 years. I can't get him off my mind. And he never let me lose. Love always step in. No matter who come against me, no matter what happened, love step in and shut them down. They're finally going to be shut down. You have this kapakosinanda, love in your spirit, but you have to transfer it to your soul. You got to love him with all your mind. You know, even in this text we're about to go to, George, this text is really not talking about your spirit. Let me show you something. I'll make you shout. This text we're going to in Matthew 22 is really not talking about your spirit. Your spirit has nothing to do with second love. Your spirit is not going to go there. What? God's later. You're going to do something else first. Your spirit say, I can't go there. So a lot of time we believe we in the spirit is just emotion. Because if love not involved, your spirit is not going with you because your spirit is love. God is love. Your born again spirit is love. And if you're trying to do something on the outside of love, your spirit ain't going with you. Now listen very carefully. That's spelled H-A-R-D. Anything that is H-A-R-D in your life, that means you left L-O-V-E out. Ooh, I just settled some problem up in here. Anything as H-A-R-D in your life, you left out L-O-V-E. Your Honor, every case, Your Honor, the judge here, and his son, a lawyer. We just settle every case in this house. If you take love with you, you ain't going to mess nobody around. You ain't going to be lying. You ain't going to be stealing. Why my prayer life so hard? You left love out. See, my yoke, my burdens, boy, I really want to say something now, but I know I'm going to get in trouble. Why are you, I'll say it this way, and then why are you catching so much hell then? If his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Why the only good little time you have when you're sitting up in here? When you get back in the car, the hell start happening again. Just take love in the car with you, baby. Why you can't have no joy tomorrow? If the truth was told. Yeah. If the truth was told, everybody sitting there saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just, it just ain't coming out loud, you know. But everybody saying, oh, hallelujah, oh, happy day. Because I'm telling you in the spirit, there's somewhere the Holy Ghost holding me here, that the transaction that you're taking place in your life, you have to soak everything with love. Listen, every stain and every strain in your life, I decree, they are being removed right now by the spirit of love. Everything right now, in the name of Jesus, if you accept the apostolic mantle of love, turns around in your life today, that your life glorify God. Now, what you show money that what the Lord says? What the Lord says? I've been wanting to do it for you. And now I'm giving you the key to unlock the situation that I can do it for you. Somebody say hallelujah. Are being opened up for you right now. The greatest message you can hear is about my love. Never forget how much I love you. That's what the Spirit of God is letting you know. Never forget, I'm almost through, how much I love you. Now look in Matthew 22. Quickly there, Matthew 22. Whew. Look at the person next to you and say, mm-hmm. Tell them something cooking in my life right now. Treat myself in the nest, boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether you know it or not, this is what I'm hearing. You have taken back everything that's been stolen from you. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Huh? This revelation is the highest revelation that can come out the spirit realm. The revelation of returning to your first love. You don't have to pray about it. Just tell God, I love you. He know what need to be corrected. You don't need to pray about it. Just tell him, Lord, I love you. I'm back. Could God Almighty. Could God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, he said, I got one thing against you. You left your first love. Come on back. Then I'll do your faith. Whatever faith you release now. Faith, what's working by love. Grace worked by love. It was love that created favor. You will never be lonely another day in your life. You will never be by yourself again, no matter what you're going through. You're back to the place that make everything work in the spirit world. The realness of God will visit you tonight. The realness of God. See, because God can't come where love is not full. But because this morning your faith is getting in a love realm, God can come in full in your life now. And there's some things he's been wanting to tell you. You couldn't handle them yet. But thus saith the Lord, now you're ready to handle some things. What? There's some things he wanted to show you. He couldn't show you yet. But as you sit here and hear this word. Slap two people high five, tell them I got my answer. Sure, I got my answer, baby. Up in this house this morning, I got my answer. Find you somebody. Don't just stand there. Find you somebody. Love is my answer. Love is the answer. Love is the answer. Love is the answer. Love is the answer. Do anybody care? Sometimes you come in life like that, going through things and you're wondering, do anybody care what I'm going through? Can anybody help me? Well, you just got back to your first love, man. Don't let nobody, don't let money, don't let house, don't let car, don't let no friend, don't let no relative, don't let nobody come before God. Don't let them come. Man, you want me to marry you and you won't be first? You can't be first in my life, boy. You got to be second. Word of life, we're going back to our first love. Give him his glory. We love him because he first loved us. Bible said, for God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. Good God Almighty. I'm glad about it. The Bible said, when I was yet a sinner, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. I was in my sin, but he still loved me. I'd been out all night long, running the street, drinking. Sunday morning, his love wrap around my neck. And he gave me a brand new life, a brand new chance. Anybody can remember the day when you met your first love, got born again, and he turned you around? Anybody can remember when he stopped you from going the wrong way and turned you around and showed you the right way? Anybody here can holler? How good the Lord been to you. He turned things around for me. You need to turn around, turn around. He turned things around for me. I was going the wrong way, but love got a hold of me. Love got a hold of me. And he set my feet on solid ground. I'm not all that I'm going to be. And I'm not all that I should be. But I am. Because he put his hand on me. And I know when I sleep at night, I'm not sleeping by myself. It seems like somebody else is walking around in the room. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And when things don't seem like they're going out, that they're going to go out right, look like I'm by myself. But somebody put their hand on my shoulder and tell me everything's going to be all right. I'm not concerned about the world's things and how the world coming out. But I'm concerned about the church. Church, you got to walk in the love of God. You got to love the Lord God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. You got to every now and then tell him, I love you. I love you more than anybody. I love you more than anything. I'm receiving your love in my heart right now. I got to close, children. But the Lord been good to us. He brought us a mighty, 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 mighty long ways. He hold my hand. But I don't have nobody else to talk to. Sometimes the conversation is too high for people. I need to talk to somebody bigger than another person. God always there. He rocked me when I need to be rocked. He hugged me when I need to be hugged. He walked with me when I need somebody to walk with me. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm a child of God. I'm glad I'm born again. Born of the Spirit of God. Sometimes, children, you got to preach a little bit. You just can't teach this. You can't just teach the love of God. The love of God been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. When everything else fails, God love right there waiting on me. I'm not by myself. I'm telling you right now, whatever you dealing with, love got a hold of it this morning. Love gonna work things out for you. Somebody need to shout up in here. Love of God got a hold on. Wrap your arms around you. God is holding you this morning. Hug yourself. God, and rock a little bit. God got a hold of me. I'm not by myself. I tell my body be healed right now. I'm not by myself. I tell my family be healed right now. I'm not by myself. My community is here right now. I'm not by myself because I got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost with me. Somebody ought to walk a little bit right now. Walk, because life has changed. Life is in a new facet now. The love of God is moving in this place. Move, Holy Ghost. Move, Holy Ghost. Move, Holy Ghost. Move, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I'm born again. I'm so glad that I'm filled with God's Spirit. I'm so glad that God loved me. I'm so glad that I've fallen in love with God. I'm so glad that I'm wrapped in His love this morning. I'm not going down. God got His hand on me. Woo! Glory to God. Shoo. 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 Better days is up on you right now. Better days. You leave out here in a better position than you came in here. Because the Holy Ghost has prepared you. Listen. The Holy Ghost in this house this morning, listen, Internet, have prepared you for the best. You understand what I'm saying? See, because as you love Him more, for lack of a better word, more best gonna come on you. Whether you know it or not, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say you've been set up to live a life that can't be explained. Yield to it. Yield to it. You will walk higher than you ever walked before. All you gotta do is listen to the message. Return to your first love, never to leave again. Whatever it takes to please God, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not worried about nobody else. Whatever it takes to please God, that's what I'm going to do. Thing that you've never seen before is about to enter into your life. Opportunities, privileges, blessings. About to enter into your life. You can't walk in your first love. When you put Him first, He puts you first. If there anybody in here not saved, you never accepted Jesus Christ, I want you to come to the altar quickly.